Well, this week on Daybreak Asia, Michael Lippin is examining the question, what do Americans think about China? An audience member recently sent us that question, and Michael has been trying to find the answer by looking at the latest U.S. opinion polls published by Gallup and Pew Research Center. These surveys indicate that most Americans have unfavorable opinions of China as a whole, but also view the country as relatively benign toward the United States at the present time. In the third of several interviews this week, Michael asks the head of the Wilson Center's Kissinger Institute on China and the United States, Robert Daly, why so many Americans appear to dislike China.
Two qualifications first. I don't necessarily give too much credence to any one survey, any one look at any one time. And I would also want to distinguish, particularly for people in China, that there's a difference between asking Americans how they feel about China, and when they hear that, they think of the Chinese state led by the Chinese Communist Party. That's very different from how they feel about Chinese, how they feel at the personal level and at the cultural level. But I think that the primary reasons, two, one, of course, has nothing to do with China in the first instance. There is a fairly deep and broad fear in America of loss of American primacy. And China is the primary candidate for supplanting the United States as the most influential country in the world. And the second, I think, has to do with China's specific actions, particularly since about 2009, 2010, when it has been more assertive about longstanding territorial claims in what it calls its near seas, Chinese actions in the Diaoyu Senkaku Islands, in the Paracels, including in Scarborough Shoal, the Spratlys with the Philippines. China is looking and acting, not only to Americans, but to much of the outside world, like an aggressive expansionist power. And then reason three, questions of ideology. Americans are, by and large, uncomfortable with authoritarianism and the fact that China remains a one-party state and a place that does not uphold most of the modern world's ideals of human rights is another factor that no doubt contributes.
How much do you think that typical Americans know about China itself, about what goes on in that country, about the living standards there, about the rights that people enjoy there? What is your sense of that?
Well, most Americans don't have a strong interest in foreign affairs or in foreign countries, Chinese or otherwise, and that means that, like most human beings, they take shortcuts to understanding China. For a long time, the shortcut, the meme that had the strongest influence was that image of the tank man in 1989. More recently, perhaps, it would be the imprisonment of Liu Xiaobo. And so that, for many Americans, tells them all that they think they need to know about China. I think the fact that Chinese standards of living have gone up rapidly, that is widely understood and admired. I think less widely understood is that over the past 30 years, Chinese have also gained a lot more personal freedom than they had under Mao Zedong. It comes nowhere near to the level of freedom Americans enjoy, but in fact, there have been enormous gains in individual freedom, in the health and the overall well-being of the Chinese people. This, I think, is insufficiently understood.
Now, earlier you touched on the fact that Americans see Chinese assertiveness in various maritime disputes as something of concern, but the survey results do show that most Americans see China as basically benign toward the United States. How can you explain that?
Well, that's a question of whether people identify any American interests in the Western Pacific. If they are not aware of American interests in the Western Pacific, then when they hear words like Senkaku Diaoyu Islands, they think this is something that has nothing to do with me. So the question really is, are Americans aware of our own interests in the Western Pacific and of what it would mean for the United States and other countries if China was the hegemon of the Western Pacific? So that's the difference.
How do you think Americans generally perceive China's military?
Well, I think they don't. It's a highly specialized question. Most Americans have no idea about the size or the capabilities or the ambitions of the Chinese military. They are far more aware of the number of products in their homes and in their stores that were made in China. And I would say that in this, the American perceptions, broadly speaking, are more or less correct. It is the purchasing power, the tastes of the Chinese people that are going to have a more profound impact or influence on the United States, good, bad, and indifferent, than the Chinese military. The Chinese military, even with its expanding capabilities, has no plans to invade the United States. But Americans do see a profound impact of Chinese growing economy in the United States.
Well, what is your sense of how Americans generally, or even most Americans, feel about the Chinese people?
My sense is that it's quite positive. Chinese Americans, Chinese new immigrants, and established Chinese American communities make an enormous contribution to the United States. That contribution is growing all the time. It's widely recognized. You know, President Obama began his presidency with two Chinese cabinet secretaries, Stephen Chu at Energy and Gary Locke at Commerce. We've had a growing number of Chinese American politicians. So China's contribution in academia, in medicine, in the arts, in technology, in businesses is enormous and welcome.
Robert Daly of the Wilson Center. Join us for tomorrow's program as Michael Lippin speaks with Foreign Policy Magazine senior editor David Wertheim to find out why the surveys show younger Americans have more positive views of China than their older counterparts.